Okay.
When you're searching for a destination, explore a world of conversation.
Get lost in aimless flow. Ride with the Tangent Station Show.
The train departs. We're ready to rant. Time to get your ticket stamped.
Stay on topic.
Where's the fun in that?
You know better when we're off to chat. So, are we going to have to edit when we
are
do YouTube?
Are we going to have to shower before we do video? Yes. We can do video of our shower.
We really need together. To, though, make sure if we do that, that we wear something that doesn't clash.
In the shower?
No, on YouTube. Shit. Anyways, so we do.
Are you ready?
I think so. Okay.
We got a rant for you today about telemarketers. Yeah, it's been recording.
Holy fudge. How long?
The whole shower bit.
Oh, crap.
The secret's out. We're no longer closeted, not gay people.
Just call us Dickies. I like Dickies.
I almost these bought shorts. One for my Halloween costume because I got to make something.
You haven't made it?
It's... Well, if I were to go this route, I would need the dicky, but I'm not. This is ridiculous.
Keep going.
Ridiculous dicky. That's the name of my fantasy football team.
Ridiculous Dickies. Yep. I like it.
Yes.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey,
she
Mo.
Likes it.
Hey, Mo. Wanna hear you?
Did I do that?
Your throat.
All of a sudden, somebody grabbed my scrotum when I said that. Yeah.
You went up a register. It has to be a lie.
All right. Anyway, did YouTube think too?
I'm a ding ding do. That's the closest you've come to saying a ding ding do. I think we're worse than the telemarketers now.
I so
we're
glad.
Gonna call people up and just a ding ding do. Why not?
I'm so.
What is wrong with you?
What's not?
You definitely wore your feathered underwear today.
I'm glad we're not on YouTube right now.
Oh, because it's the prune face you're making is great.
No, my crying eyes.
You can't hide your crying eyes. Why do you have glasses on if you're not reading anything?
Because I have to be able to see you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, you're right, but.
Here it is.
Oh, yuck. I don't know.
Do this. Watch.
See, would you do that on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I used to freak people out in elementary
hungry.
School. You're hungry?
I'm just saying.
Have at it. Kitchen's that way. Wow. Got a little on me. Damn.
So,
you know, they pay extra for squirters
have we
on
our
Chatterbait.
Rant yet?
What?
Have we started our rant yet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the record button was hit. We got the shower thing.
Is it record or record?
We both enjoyed that.
So, what... This isn't funny.
What, you laughing?
No, me kind of. Me trying to figure out
you what... You don't have a rant, do you? Telemarketers.
Telemarketers. Brr. Okay, thank you. Come back next
the week. Unsung heroes of the digital...
right into it.
Yep.
Telemarketers.
Finally.
Yes.
Congratulations.
They... If you call me once...
Shame on you.
Call me twice, shame on me. Call me three times, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
But I hate it when I say, not interested, or thank you, click, or, you know, whatever. And then I say, I'm not, you know, and I put a block on my phone, because you can do that on cell phones. People can do that.
Yeah.
I think people do that to me.
We have the technology.
I think my wife does it to me sometimes.
I think they're doing it to our podcast.
They could be. Nah. They don't want us to stop. They want to see where this train wreck is going.
Over the cliff.
But so. But so.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
That would hurt.
So my butt.
You block them. They bounce back with a different number.
Exactly.
Faster than you can say, I hope you shit your pants. Because it's aggravating.
You actually wrote all some coming back.
Some stuff.
Yeah. That's
is that
good.
Okay?
Yeah. Because.
I don't want people to know that.
Well, too late they do.
Yeah, you do.
But when I talk, but does it matter? If I had that, I'd still not be able to read it.
I know. We've tried you reading before.
Oh, God.
And they have the secret shape-shifting phone number. So you block
that
number.
Yeah.
They call you back with a different number.
And then, and what gets me, yes, and what pisses me off more about that is I keep getting now people, and then they text me. Oh, we'll just text you because maybe you don't know it's us. And they'll text me and they'll be like, hey, we have a so-and-so interested in buying your house. And I'm like, what? I'm not selling my house. Yes, you are. We'll give you $500,000. What? Okay, it's yours.
Yes.
But, yeah. But
deal.
But they do that. And
if the check is from a Nigerian prince.
Or people should know, telemarketers should know, if you're calling somebody and it goes automatically to a voicemail,
yeah,
they don't want to fucking hear from you.
Right.
So don't leave one. And I hate that. Hi, Willis. Long time no here. We want to buy this from you. I'm like, screw you. They do.
So I mean, you get them call you and they want to buy something. I usually get the extended warranty
for
your car.
Or hi, this is Laura with the hardship payment department. If you give me a call now, we can make sure that you don't have any money to go to the taxpayers. You know, Seth, I got that earlier today. I wish I should have. Ooh. I could do that.
Well, they call you up with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I kindly remind them of Amazon Fulfillment that fulfills your every fucking need.
Yeah.
Except for maybe extended car warranties.
Yeah. And, okay, I'm reading all of these.
I'm not listening.
No, I'm not. I really wasn't. But here, okay.
Dead air.
Okay.
That was a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, Willis. This is Kylie from... Oh, that's something. No, you don't need to hear
that.
Because that's talking about Lexi. We'll do... Oh, one of my rant. Stay tuned for future episodes.
Uh-oh.
Because my rant is people who try to take advantage of college kids.
And elderly people.
And elderly.
Of anyone. You know, if you're out to screw someone over, special place in hell for you, whether you believe in it or not. Well, and they call you at the most inconvenient times.
Yeah.
Dinner.
During sex.
Taking a crap. During sex? What's that?
I don't know.
Okay. How long you been married? You ain't having sex.
No, you're right. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can hear this. Hold on.
You got to put it down at the...
How do I start over?
Put it at the ear thing.
Oh, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right here? Is that the ear thing?
Wherever you hear, put your ear to. Put it up to the speaker. Or you could put it on speaker.
Hi, this is Joe with EDR. We need to speak with you regarding your account. Please call me back as soon as possible. My number is 561.
Okay, you don't need to hear that. But see, I don't have any accounts with something called EDR. But some idiot might say...
Oh, wait, you do. Erectile dysfunction.
I had that the other day.
Reptile dysfunction.
Yeah, my
reptile dysfunction.
That's a different rant.
Mm.
And I won't get into it. But...
Hole.
So...
You won't get into a butthole.
No, I will not. But, see, and they're like, oh, they're making it like, my number is, thank you, please call. I'm like, why? What?
So you're saying you have no account with EDR. Do we even know what EDR stands for?
Erectile Dysfunction Response Team.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
How would I know? I don't ever...
have an account.
I maybe account of... Maybe. I don't know.
You need to go...
But that's a different rant, because erectile dysfunction is not fun.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a rant.
Oh, trust me.
That wouldn't be funny.
No.
Not to our audience.
It would really be hard to make it funny. Which one? Hold on.
A.
But where was I? Okay.
You're enjoying a Werther's. Are you chewing it?
I'm sorry.
You didn't wait very... you're supposed to suck on it a little.
That's what she said. Anyways, we're not talking about erectile dysfunctions, are we? What are we talking about?
EDR. What is it? The telemarketers? I don't know.
Telemarketers.
And assuming you have saying you have an account, they're phishing. PHISH.
I'm going to finish it later. I can hear myself chewing.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Telemarketers.
Yes.
I don't know if I said this before because I have no idea what I talk about. But if you go straight to voicemail... I think I did say this before, probably like 5 seconds ago.
Oh, they don't leave a message?
Yeah. No, they don't leave a message because nobody cares.
Yeah. And you got to check your voicemail to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I have...
Because that dot will be on your phone until you do.
Yes. And I have it, my phone, it gives me the, you know, the voicemail. You could see what they say sometimes. But then at the same time, then it'll go to my other voicemail. And I have to hit the button, hit a one. And then I don't want to hear it, so I hit a seven, you know.
I think they have an underground training facility led by Lucifer.
Lucy.
Lucifer.
Lucy.
You got some explaining to do.
That's it, yeah.
That's cultural appropriation, isn't it?
It's true.
Anyway, I do hope they shit their pants.
Why?
The telemarketers.
Oh.
Because that's, think about it, it's horrible. You got to throw the underwear away.
Yeah.
You're at work. It's embarrassing.
Shnikes. So I turned my phone up to listen to that. Now I got to turn it down. But you're right.
I don't think you and your phone would last very long anyway.
No.
You should turn it down.
But I should. But I'm totally lost in what I was just going to say. I am.
Your phone beeps and it, boom. It threw me off. He's gone.
So what were we talking about?
Sucking on a hard candy, gone.
What were we talking about? Telemarketers.
Sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
Little ditty about Jack and Duh.
Little ditty?
You got a little ditty.
Quit picking on my window.
But what gets me is when they make it, and then they email you, and then they email you. Let's talk about email. And you put
at least someone's emailing you. Congratulations.
Yeah, unsuspect.
Unsuspect? What?
You unsubscribe.
Oh, yeah.
I hit that because I have some like.
You weren't subscribed in the first place. Exactly. Now they know they have an active email.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, you keep getting them, right? You just send them to spam. Eventually they... But there's always spam.
Yeah.
I have tons of spam.
So, like, my email. Exactly. My email, I get, because I like doing trivial. So, I do a trivia.
Okay. Trivia.
I do.
Are you regular?
No.
Not today. I hope you shit your pants.
That's a shitter.
So, you're telling me
no,
I can
not.
Ship my pants.
Ship. Oh my God, that's a different. That's funny.
It is.
It is. I didn't think it was going to be funny, but as many times you hear it, it is funny.
I do not let you down with
you
my
do not.
Facebook post.
You do not. But YouTube, I'm so glad
we're not on YouTube yet.
Yeah, right now because
you're the one who wants it.
I know, and I will like it when it happened.
Or damn it,
or otherwise. But
what?
I don't know. You looked over there.
So what? It's my room.
I know, but you throw me off. And you know how to throw me off.
I wasn't even trying. I'm over here deciding
like
what papers I need to keep.
I need to
keep this one.
I'm like a flea on a dog. Nobody wants me on it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but do you have to pick the balls? I mean.
Well, you know. So telemarketers.
Trash.
Trash. Yes, they are trash.
Because I'm the trash man.
I hate it
man.
When they make it sound like you're the best friend ever. Hey, Willis, how's it going? You know, I met you the other night, and you said you were interested in buying some stocks in pornography. Are you still interested?
Well, maybe. Yeah, but not from you.
Yeah, that might be something different. But
is this Dylan Kennedy's boyfriend? What is her name? Dillian Harper?
Dylan Harper.
So you don't pronounce the I?
I don't know. I don't pronounce anything. I don't say
Dillian.
I don't know.
Harper's boyfriend again. I told you stop calling me.
Yeah, well, you know.
Who's your new girl? Do you have a new one?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, her name is Amy. Amy Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
Which, there's another Amy Lawrence here in Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
No idea who she is.
Are there any Willis Lawrences?
God, hope not.
You know, I looked you up on classmates.com, and there are no pictures in the yearbook of you at all, not even in the classes. You're lying to me.
I am.
You're in you're in witless protection.
You should. Actually, if you look up me.
Whoa. Are you wearing a kilt?
If you look me up, you'll see me in my mohawk.
What page and which one?
Look,
they don't
me.
Have.
Google me. I'm going to Google me right now.
Ooh.
Google
can
me.
I watch? This will be like the shower all over again.
Yeah, it'll be a soap.
We both enjoyed that.
Okay.
Soapy
what am
mass.
I doing? Goo-goo.
Willis, goo-goo. Willis, bad prison movie. Do it.
Willis.
Long forgotten prison movie. Lord.
Oh, while I'm doing this, I want to bring up.
Humana.
I can't even spell my own goddamn last name.
Yep.
Excuse me, those of you God-fearing people. I didn't mean to say goddamn. So I will never say goddamn again. Sorry.
God. We've been up and down this highway. Haven't seen a...
Oh, I have an obituary. I'm dead.
See, I knew it. You're in witless protection.
Okay. How do they know, Lincoln?
Nebraska?
Willis... Oh, there was a Willis W. Lawrenson.
No.
1940 census. I was not... I did not have my senses back then.
Stop making sense.
Willis Lawrenson, TikTok. Willis, age 53. Am I 53? Why do I keep thinking I'm 54?
TikTok. Not yet. Stop.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I got three public records for my name.
Uh-oh. You masher.
They have all my phone numbers I've ever had.
Yeah, that's available on the internet of most anyone.
I know. It's scary.
It's wrong.
Email addresses. Oh, Avant Garde Productions is on there.
You have to pay a service to... don't say all your history.
I don't care. Avant Garde. No, they could email that all they want, and they're not going to get shit.
Well, just say your Social Security number on the line, too.
822-12-555-5555. I like this. Can I contact Willis Lawrenson via an email? No, you
please
cannot.
Do.
I'm just saying.
You want emails.
Willis Lawrenson is between 53 and 107 years old.
Yes.
It's what it says. Does it not?
107.
See?
See?
If we had YouTube, I could show them.
For you audio viewers at home.
So anyways.
You'll get that later.
I don't know. Yeah. I wonder if I did. Oh, I should have did video. Not videos. Images. Oh, let's see what they're doing to my image.
Because you were looking up your Mohawk photo.
Yeah. I forgot what I was doing. Thank you. Thank you very
Why
much.
Why am I on my phone? During a podcast event.
Images.
Isn't it an event?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, look at this. I can't.
I can't show that one.
Come on.
And they show you like.
I want to see the ones you can't
wine
show.
Water. Save the date. Saturday, September 24th.
I'm bored.
And it has everything I've done. Out crying and complaining. Boss up.
I'm still bored.
Is it not Willis Lawrenson? Does that look like me? That looks like a female.
That looks, yeah.
I don't. Oh, wait. That might be me in bed with. No. Who is that? What? I don't know. But.
that might be.
Anybody named Willis is on this thing. So
you had a bet in?
You won't be able to find me.
What you talking about, Willis?
Exactly. Hey.
Hey.
Telemarketers. That's like that. Google would be a different thing. I'll rant about that later because I don't know. Anyways, but telemarketers suck. That's my rant. because I have no idea where I was going with this because my
my
mind was going bad. So, do you have anything about telemarketers?
I thought the Amazon fulfillment thing sensed it all. You just say, I don't need you because there's this little thing called Amazon Fulfillment.
Are we talking about porn again?
No. But you can get flashlights off there.
Speaking of Amazon, do you know there's a new Wonder Woman?
There.
I don't know why. Why can't it still be Gal Gadot?
Wonder Woman.
Why?
I guess because the last movie failed. I don't know what Hollywood.
Movie?
The 1984?
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. Anything that she's in. I saw her in a movie called Queen of Hearts, I think it was called. It was really good. Okay. But
so you have
remember.
Of course, you have a crush on her. She has long black hair.
Well, yeah, and my whole life I was looking for somebody that was like Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman.
There is nobody like Linda.
No,
Carter.
There isn't. But I wanted somebody that was like that, and they didn't do it.
Linda Carter.
Gal Gadot.
No, Gal Gadot is too thin for my money. If you look, you got to go back and look at Linda Carter.
Oh, I have.
And she still looks good.
I know,
what is she, 77 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Look her up. See, he yelled at me.
Gladly look her up.
Look her up for a panel.
But I can do two things at once.
I can't.
Maybe three after I see this Linda Carter photo.
Good thing we're not on YouTube.
Oh,
anyways,
on.
So. But I'm done ranting. No, but I hate it. That's another rant. When they change people.
72.
So, did you hear who just died?
Recent photo.
I know, she looks great.
I mean, she's dyeing her hair to keep it darker, but I don't care. Anyway, go.
I have no idea what I was saying. What was I saying? Like, can we rewind this? Nope. Linda Carter. Oh, changing people. When you have a series, they do this with... that's going to be another rant. So stay tuned in two rants.
What's going to be the rant? Wait, the table's moving. What's going on over there?
I'm
for you audio viewers at home, I'm showing him a picture of Linda Carter in her Wonder Woman outfit back in the day. And I guess the day was 77?
I guess. But okay, so we're going to start doing that. So stay tuned for the next rant, which is going to be about Christmas.
Yes.
And stay tuned because it's not what you think. It might be, but it might not be. So stay tuned.
See you on the next
one. Wait. Before we go, I told my brother-in-law I'd plug his YouTube video.
Yes.
It's called Loog Nation, L-O-O-G Nation, N-A-T-I-O-N. It's this cute little three-string guitar that can
helps
play.
Kids learn.
Yes, and I love it. So big kids too.
Yeah, anyone.
So watch it. It's funny, and he is my brother-in-law. His name is Will Doty. And he does this, and he has a little sidekick, and I love his sidekick. You have to watch this.
I will.
I'm listening to it last night. I'm supposed to be going to bed, and I'm like, oh, my brother-in-law told me I should watch this. So I watched it, and it's pretty loud, and Amy's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching your brother. And she heard, and he was funny.
Good.
Not as funny as me. Sorry, William, you're not. But
I'll be the grudge of that.
No, but it's funny. This is what's funny about that. I'm Willis, and he's William.
Oh, so hilarious.
Could you imagine our Christmases? And on that note, stay tuned.
Thank you for traveling with us today as we navigate thoughts along the way.
Always something fresh, that will be clear. It's time to say goodbye, but have no fear.
Take another ride without a map. There's no guarantee
it won't be crap. Let's meet up again without hesitation. Join us again on
Tangent Station.